Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is there something I want? I grow my home. Yeah, all I need is G.O.D. to bless the seeds I've
sown. Time for another episodic adventure into the lives of Americans' family farmers. This is the Farm Food Family Focus of the American Family Farmer. Got enough F's in there. I think we've got everybody's attention. Time for us to get started with the news of the week. I try to pick out some of the stories, the farm news that impacts family farmers, some of the smaller farmers in the country. This program is aimed at helping you make your situation better, make you more successful so that you can survive in this very treacherous time for farming in America. Here's a story. I guess we'd consider this to be good news. A multi-million dollar indoor organic farm is sprouting up southeast of San Antonio. I found out about it. The company is Soli, S-O-L-I, Organic. They're building a $50 million indoor farm. It's a packing facility as well. This is near Interstate 37. They've launched an initiative through the county that they are trying. They're investing. They're talking about what they're going to do. There are some opportunity zones apparently elsewhere that they're going to go, but they're starting in San Antonio. It designates that the Brooks Community Farm connect major employers to areas of lower income, helping create jobs in areas where there are people who need jobs. And so that's a good sign. Farms always have employed low-income workers, for sure. We don't seem to be able to find any Americans anymore that want to work on the farm, so we bring people up from South America. This company is actually headed by a fellow named Leo Gomez, who's the CEO at Brooks. So let's see there. He's a Texan. He wants this to be Texas's first high-tech indoor farm. It's a lot of automation. A packing facility also there as well. He says they're making a true community because they're building not only the barns and the farm things that are necessary, but also have living quarters for the people who are going to be working there. So they will live and work in that same atmosphere. So let's see what happens with that. See if it becomes a trend. A lot of people don't consider fishing to be farming, but fishing is farming. The USDA says it is, and I think I get it's a food source, right? It's like if you're growing beef, you grow fish. There's a farm that's had a rough year in Hawaii and haven't been helped by what's going on there this week with the volcano. Kulahavin Farms running into one of the big obstacles. They don't have enough land. The owner hopes to find new land to make a fresh start. He said in an interview with the local newspaper, farming is a tough business. It's been especially hard on this particular farm, and so we've got to figure out what to do. This is the first commercial aquaponic trout farm, and so they made it bigger. They had a hatchery, but it was flooded by a big storm in December of last year, and so they lost out on a lot of the stuff that they'd built was destroyed, and there was a lot of the time that they didn't have power, so they couldn't run. The aquaponics usually are run by electrical motors that keep the water turning, keep oxygenating it. Anyway, I don't want to get into the weeds too much. They're trying to find another place because they had 65,000 customers for their trout product, the trout farm that's there. So that's what's going on in Hawaii. Now a focus on Pacific salmon. They are going to regain access to hundreds of miles of spawning grounds as a dam has been removed. This is up in the Klamath area of Washington. There are several native tribes up there, and the dams had gotten in the way of allowing the wild salmon from the Pacific to run upstream. But they're going to demolish these hydroelectric dams now, which I think is an aside to this. We don't have enough power, cheap power. We're depending too much on fossil fuels. Everybody says that. So why aren't we using more water power? That's an aside question. In this circumstance, the power that comes from the water is less important to the local economy than the running of the salmon. So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved a license to allow the folks up there to decommission these dams and remove them, which will restore the activities of the Pacific salmon. So there's hundreds of miles of water now for these fish to now more thrive, if you will, and just survive. What had happened is the salmon access was denied because of these dams. So removing them, I guess it's not going to start till next year. But a lot of the people who are commercial fishermen are singing the praises of this because the salmon go home to their formerly. Can you imagine all the stuff that's grown up there, how the fish will, the salmon are going to thrive up there? 5% of farming in this area is farming of fish, salmon. And so anyway, this is an interesting thing. How many people have ever thought about farming fish? Some places you can't do it, but if you're along a river, you certainly can. And there's a lot of need, as we know, for fish. We want more fish in our diets. So that's maybe something for you to look into. Is there something you can do to become a fisherman in a manner of speaking? I know all the big, the ag lenders all lend heavily into the fishing arena. That's for sure. Okay. It's time for us to think about having a great night's rest here on the American Family Farmer. I'll tell you what I do. I sleep with the Giza sheets from MyPillow.com. You can have them too, and at a fabulous price. Right now, for $29.99, you can get the best sheets made from Egyptian cotton, manufactured here. The cotton's not manufactured here, it comes from Egypt, but the sheets are made here in America, as are most of the other products that you find at MyPillow.com. So take advantage right now of this big bed sheet sale. $29.99 for what normally costs you three times as much. You got it? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DS, and you'll get these sheets, not only the regular cotton sheets, but the flannel sheets that are really fab this time of year if you're living in the cold weather. I got them on my bed. Put them on your bed. You'll be comfortable, that's for sure. Go. By the way, don't forget the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the sheets, two sets for the price of one, basically. That's what this amounts to. This is a $29.99 price. Get one, two, three, as many as you want. MyPillow.com. Check out with the promo code free shipping using the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Steve Normanton, who runs a farm raising grass-fed beef. He is in New Hampshire, sells farm-to-table product. Well, instead of me telling you a story, I want you to tell us your story. Steve, welcome to the American Family Farmer. How did you get into this business? Are you a farm guy? Grew up on a farm?
Yes, Doug. I'm originally from South Africa, and I moved here almost 20 years ago, and I got married to an American woman, my wife Diana, and I came over here and did a couple of things, but got back into farming. I grew up in a farming community in South Africa, so I have a very close relationship to the land. And about 14 years ago, I met up with a gentleman that wanted to start an organic or a grass-fed beef farm. And instead of him starting one up, he decided to team up with me, which gave me a huge jump start into, farming here. And we decided on raising grass-fed beef, pastured pork, and pastured poultry. And we've gone through, we've built up a customer base and sell primarily, direct to the end user, which are families.
So you have a store on your farm. Do you do all of the dressing of the dressing off the cattle when you decide that they've gotten to the point, or the pigs, when they gotten to the point of being, being ready to slaughter and to prepare? Do you do that all on your farm?
No, I don't. I part of me wishes that I do, but there's just so much one can handle. We make use of various USDA facilities in the New England region.
Mm-hmm. Slaughterhouses are a complicated affair because the government is tough on regulations, or at least in building them. I know I've told stories on the air on this program any number of times about how the so-called USDA inspector doesn't do anything. And now we have this whole business about not knowing where beef comes from, where pork comes from. Well, unfortunately, we do know, but the average consumer in the store doesn't know that it comes from Brazil or Chile as far as the beef is concerned, and the pork is coming from China, places in Asia, because we've allowed big companies from China especially to come in and buy Smithfield, for example, the pork producer. So you're competing with them, but I think people are realizing, my own experience here, you're not far from me, I'm in New Hampshire, I'm down in Massachusetts, and what we're getting is more and more people understanding that it is better on the farm, it isn't more expensive, and so why not support your local farmer? And that sounds to me like what your customer base is. So we have a lot to talk about here with Steve Normanton. Normanton Farms up in New Hampshire, grass-fed beef and pork. The whole idea of organic and regenerative agriculture is a big theme here on this program. So we get to it as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the farm.
With Steve Normanton. He has a farm up in New Hampshire. Where in New Hampshire are you, by the way? I want to come up and check the operation out. Not far from me, I'm guessing. What city are you in?
I'm in Litchfield, New Hampshire, which is between Nashua and Manchester on the Merrimack River.
Yeah. How much land do you have?
The land that I farm there is about 65 acres, of which 32 are probably farmable land. And then I lease additional about 30 to 40 acres of land in the neighboring towns.
Do you make all your own hay for the winter, or do you buy it? Do you bring in what you don't have on the property?
No, I buy hay in. I don't know that I have enough land base because, you know, you have to farm to a certain scale to make it a viable operation.
Right.
And, the investment in hay equipment is pretty substantial. And I have no knowledge of making hay at all.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of dairy farmers and other hay producers all over New England and New York.
Yep.
Farming today is about collaboration, or it has always been about collaboration, but it feels even more important today because of location. So, for example, we're close to a customer base, and there are a lot of farmers that are not close to a customer base. So by supporting those farmers, by buying some of their products like hay, grain or whatever, tends to spread it, make the playing field a little bit more even.
Yeah, I think that's the New England farmer has lots of things to deal with. Every area of the country has different problems, different things they have to deal with. Here it's the rocky soil, it's the weather. And there are other things, but one of the things we have going for us is customers seem to be more willing, and we're all, most of us, close enough to a population center that we can sell the stuff that we're raising, and that's very helpful, I think. Talk about numbers with us. How many animals are you growing a year, and can you grow a lot more? Do you have more business than you can handle? That sort of thing.
We raise somewhere. So what we do is we buy steers in from farms at about 800, 900 pounds before they would go off to any kind of feedlot, and we bring them onto the farm and we finish them in the season, you know, and we do the same with hogs as well, pigs. And the thing we start with the broiler chickens, we get as day-old chicks, and we take them through the season as well. And it's an interesting thing you were mentioning earlier about all the you know, competition in the market, and there's a lot of noise. I went to the grocery store the other day, and they had a Nature Promise brand, which is grass-fed beef, Nature's Promise, which is organic. And you've got two strip steaks, New York strip steaks, next to each other. One's a product of New Zealand. One's a product of the United States. And they're both in the same kind of wrapper. So unless you're really looking for it,
yep,
it's very hard to tell that you what you're buying.
Hold that thought. I want to go down that street with you in a minute. I want to know, this is back to the labeling and all of the things the government has done and hasn't done. And it brings me around to wondering why you didn't just stay in South Africa. Maybe the opportunity is greater here. We'll talk as we continue here. Interesting inspiration from Steve Normanton. Normanton Farms up in Litchfield, New Hampshire, here on this week's American Family Farmer. From the Center for Native Grassland Management, we're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to the, that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when I talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year. And I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the third.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said Russian forces were trying to advance in the northeast and east and planning something in the south, while NATO sought to reassure other countries who feared destabilization from Moscow. Ukraine's SVU Security Service conducted a fresh search of a monastery in the west of the country in what it said was an operation to counter suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. The U.S. Senate passed a bill that would protect federal recognition of same-sex marriage, a measure taken up in response to worries the Supreme Court could overturn a 2015 decision that legalized it nationwide. The Democrats in the House of Representatives were poised to pass their leadership baton to a younger generation, marking the end of the Nancy Pelosi era and the widely anticipated opening of Hakeem Jeffries' party rule. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffen back with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of family farming and the farmers that do all that. Steve Normanton is one of them. I asked him why he didn't stay in South Africa. He's a South African native, grew up around this business, married an American. I get that. He probably wanted to stay here, although having been in South Africa a couple of times, there's some beautiful land there. I don't know whether the government has been fussing and fighting with itself for decades, so whether that's a problem or not. So, but just for the heck of it, why didn't you stay in South Africa? Are they pretty friendly to family farmers, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, that was certainly the case when I was growing up there. For no real reason, just that I have two stepsons, and so they were here.
Yeah.
And, so this just made a better opportunity. Part of my thinking was also that, to make changes in the world, you've got to go to where the problems are, and you're looking at one of the wealthiest countries in the world, the United States, and, how that these people don't know too much about the world just from general conversations with them.
Yes.
They're trying to point out, trade deals that never ever work in the benefit of the of some of the countries and the issues that they have back in Africa. I thought I could address some of those issues here, but it seems like those issues are just as prevalent here as they were back there.
Well, one of the things we got into a little bit, I want to go back to the labeling business. You were talking about comparing beef grown here to beef being grown elsewhere, and in the market, it looks the same. They're next to each other. You don't know unless you're really knowledgeable and ask the right questions. The federal government has made it almost impossible, obviously with the coercion of the big ag outfits that don't want you to know where the beef comes from or any of the meat or any of the produce as far as that's concerned. So in terms of labeling, how do you don't sell in other store, you just sell on the farm, right? Everybody comes to you so they know, they can see what's going on the farm. Should I assume that?
Yes, for sure. You know, people can come to the farm and visit the farm and see where the product's being raised and the conditions that we are raising the product under. I don't know that it would, you have to be at a certain kind of scale to be able to enter retail markets and be competitive. I just sell directly off the farm. We've done a lot of work over the last number of years, mm-hmm. or since the beginning, to educate our customers about, you know, the ways things work in this part of the world and, you know, the benefits of buying our products.
So I started by mentioning the term regenerative agriculture. This is something I spent a whole month earlier this year talking to guests about how they saw the term and how it related to their sort of farming, whatever it might be, sustainable farming. So how do you read into that term, and how does it play into what you do on your farm there in Litchfield, New Hampshire?
I think it's a great term, because what you're looking at is you're restoring, you're trying to restore the land, you're trying to restore the ecological balance by good farming practices. We are what we eat, and, you know, you want to make sure that what you're putting into your body is the best. You know, it's like running a Ferrari. You know, you can't just put regular gas in a Ferrari. You kind of, that doesn't work. So you've got to use high octane stuff. And so that's what we try and do. We try and replenish the soil. We try and fix it so that anything that comes from that, any life that comes from that, is the best that it can possibly be. Unfortunately, with regenerative agriculture, there's a lot of other regenerative stuff that have got to happen, like regenerative consumerism, regenerate, education, regenerate economical policies, that have to go hand in foot with that. And so it is really difficult in today's hustle and bustle with all the noise around that people can really focus on one thing and say it does make sense to buy food from a farm like this, because, you know, we've been through a couple of things since we started the farm. There was the economic collapse in 2008, and that was really a boon for business for us. People were worried about where they were going to get their food, so a lot of them came to farmers markets, came to the farm. Then we had a slump as soon as the economy turned around and things got better. And, we had the same in COVID, where everybody else was maybe struggling, but we did really well. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as everything's back to normal again, we kind of get marginalized.
I think I found in my neck of the woods, and not far from where you are, I'm only about 65 miles from where you are, down here in Massachusetts, I have found a different story. I found that people, because of the pandemic, to use the more recent experience, that they, when there was nothing in the stores, they were looking around, okay, so where's the food? And they began to reacquaint themselves with where food comes from, find the local farms and farmers, and patronize them, so that at least in the last couple of years around here, it's been not a boom town, but it's certainly been good. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, and I don't, there's not any beef involved. And then I have some, I also have a bovine sanctuary. So I, when people ask me if I can save a cow, they've got a cow. I just talked to a woman yesterday who has an old Holstein. She can't take care of it anymore. She doesn't want to slaughter it. She knows my philosophy, which is something that plays into what you do a little bit. Everybody is different. I can't raise something and then kill it. I just can't. I don't, the cows are my friends. I don't eat my friends, so I don't eat meat. Now, maybe I'm missing out on something, but I wonder philosophically if you ever encounter that, you, Steve Normanton, the fact that you raise all of these animals and then you kill them. It's a source of a livelihood for sure, and people are going to be there, but does it ever bother you?
It has bothered me in the past, but you know, growing up in South Africa and spending a lot of time in the bush, in the wilds there, you understand the circle of life and you understand nature. Yeah. And for me, you know, I look at this issue philosophically as, you know, I never want to be remembered for the way I die. I want to be remembered for the way I lived life. And so the animals we raise for meat, you know, the important thing for us is to give them the best quality life that they can have, you know, before they go off to the processor. For us, the processor or the butcher is a horrific thing, and there are atrocities that happen in these processing plants, but the animals don't have a sense of whether they're going to die or not, because no animals come back from the butcher to tell everybody else about how horrific it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's looking at it very simply. Of course, you know, you get to know these animals that you're raising. They're very friendly. You know, you treat them lovingly and kindly. And then that's my, you know, that's my burden to bear. We are meat eaters, and yeah. I have to, you know, I have to carry that cross for everybody else that eats.
I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. It just happens to be my own value system. Hold on a second. We continue with Steve Normanton from Normanton Beef Farm up in New Hampshire. Now the focus is on you and being healthy, eating the right thing. We all know from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's, even to Valentine's Day, we eat and eat and eat. The sweets are all over the place. We love them, but our waistline doesn't love them. And therefore, before you get back to the active farming that we all know, unless you're a dairy guy, you're working around the clock, around the year. But the produce folks have a little time to themselves between now and, let's say, February when they start planting the seeds. So they may not be as active. And therefore, you eat and you put on the pounds, and then you start thinking about, uh-oh, how am I going to lose this weight? Well, the simple answer to that, the non-toxic way, the sort of regenerative way, we can use some of the jargon from our farming program, sustainability is great. And this product, Calotrin, has it all over everything else because it's all natural. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can go to the website. You can either use Calotrin.com or TopLoss.com to see how the program works, to get the benefits of it. And then when you're ready to, because there's a lot of info here, you're ready to settle in, you want to try some of the product, you go to the order page at toploss.com. You use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. You get free shipping. You get access to their great deals. There are all kinds of sales going on all year long. There are going to be special sales for the holidays. Catch it and get on the program. Get healthy. Stay healthy the right way. Lose that weight with the all-natural weight loss formula Calotrin, available now at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with Steve Normanton for a few more minutes. Normanton Farms up in Litchfield, New Hampshire. So in terms of your future, I'm looking at a lot of the things here that are, I always love the springtime when the pastures are all lush and green. This past summer we had a drought, though, in New England. So did you have to, have you had to bring in more feed than you normally would?
No, I didn't at all. You know, over the years, with the way we farm, we've actually increased the moisture holding capacity of our pastures.
Oh, cool.
Water holding capacity. Mm-hmm. And to go back to the point we were talking about a little earlier about, you know, eating the meat, so on and so forth. You know, you've got, you know, regenerative agriculture is kind of a little bit based on the natural cycle of things. And yes. So, when you look at that and you look at all these ruminants that used to roam across these continents, whether it's caribou, whether it's buffalo, whether it's the large herds of antelope in Africa that just roamed the plains, and they had their migrations, and you know, they give long rest periods, you know, they graze over stuff and they don't come back there maybe for a whole year before they come back and graze that area. You know, you're building topsoil, but you've got to keep those populations under control as well. And so that's where we come in as part of that. And so using those animals to regenerate the soil, draw down carbon into the soil by, you know, harvesting grass with your livestock, you're kind of enriching that soil and you're getting organic matter into it, which consists of carbon, and you're able to hold onto nutrients as well as moisture in the soil.
Well, I think you've done a great job not only telling us your story, but of giving us the reasons behind doing things the way you do them. Makes a lot of sense. And for people who are going into that business or in that business, perhaps some inspiration here at the hands of Steve Normanton from Normanton Farms. You can go to their website, normanton.com, and see how the operation is extending its tentacles, and more people are getting involved because they're doing it the right way. Steve, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring that turn from green to bad harvest honey.
53 after the hour on the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with some thoughts of my own. I want to remind you about our podcast as well. American Family Farmer has a lot of news, helpful information, things that will spur you on. Our podcasts every week give you sort of a synthesis. I was going to say it's synthetic. Say that again fast, Doug. Well, there it is. A synthesis of ideas of how to make your farm better, how you can survive in a healthier circumstance. One of the things about survival that I put my mind to this week is thinking about how hazardous it is on the farm. I'm very respectful. I was thinking about this because I was close to a PTO shaft yesterday. I'm still baling hay, and some of the guards that are on some of my equipment have disappeared. So, you know, when they get fixed, you all do the same thing. You don't put the guards back on, so you got to be very mindful around power takeoff shafts, not to have any loose-fitting clothing, and not to get close to the power takeoff shaft. Hello? Let's use some common sense. But I was thinking about if you have a family farm and you're bringing your children along and perhaps some other employees, do you spend time taking the time to make sure they understand how dangerous some of this equipment? Farm equipment is the most dangerous equipment in the world. It's just that way. I mean, a lot of it's very practically engineered and built, but it's still, with all the moving parts, it's very, very, very dangerous. So safety consideration is very important. You may say, well, I can't make any money with that. Well, if you make a mess, this is especially true, by the way, I think on dairy farms, but it goes for any farm. And I don't need OSHA to come around and tell me what's dangerous and what isn't. As a matter of fact, I haven't got much use for OSHA because in my mind, the government is supposed to be there to help you, not run into your buildings and give you a, write you up and give you a fine. Instead, at least the first time when they come in, they should say, okay, Mr. Stefan, this is a problem over here in that corner, and this is how we'd advise you to fix it, and this is a problem over in that part of the shop and outside, you know, the hilly cornfields, that kind of, whatever it is. I want some help from the government. I don't want them to be charging. Some of the farmers around here have paid $14,000 in violation fees. How do farmers do that? You can't pay that kind of stuff. Well, and the government would say, well, then you better do a better job. No, you need to help us because we don't know everything. You need to bring in your safety recommendations. The OSHA folks should be not someone you're afraid of. It's like the IRS. They should be there to help you out. Not just to take your money, but to help you figure out how I have, I think it's very interesting. I filed my tax return a couple of weeks ago for last year, and I was owed a refund. And if you think they don't look at your return, I have a complex, my return's about the size of a telephone book. And so the fact that they found something in there, because they are somehow or other, they're looking at them electronically, but my accountant had filed for like a $3,000 fuel exemption refund or something like that. And they sent me $1,900. And then they sent a letter explaining why he got $1,900 instead of $3,000 and had to do with a miscalculation on the part of the accountant, which is, that's great. But what I was happy not to have somebody come down on me and say, ah, you're going to be fined for not paying enough or where, well, they owed me money, so it isn't going to come that way. But you know what I'm saying. If you don't get your money in on time, you know, all kinds of penalties and stuff. It would be refreshing if we could look to the government in all of its various aspects and get help. The USDA is not bad at that. It's very difficult, though, I've found over the years. I did, when we had trouble in the pandemic, apply for some stuff, and I found it onerous, very difficult. It's not easy for people to fill out all the forms that are necessary. And a lot of people become sort of addicted to all the farm programs. But the one thing about the people around here that work for the USDA, they're always calling you and telling you this is a program for which you can apply. You will receive the funds. So do the work. We'll help you. And they do. They help me fill out the forms, and they help make sure the money gets there. That's what you want, is help. So I think the OSHA folks and others who would be involved in safety ought to have a little more focus on how we do it, not penalizing us for not doing it. All right? Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. Hopefully it makes sense to you. I'm sure it does. I can kind of hear and sense people saying, yeah, that's right. We're tired of the government pushing us around. We want some help. And so let's make sure. And when you talk to your representatives and senators and stuff, tell them that. That's the communication that I want to pass along. I'm Doug Stefan. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.